Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers early, then clearing, upper 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. For Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 65.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A Fort Leavenworth soldier being credited with saving lives after he stopped a person who was randomly shooting on a bridge that connects Kansas and Missouri yesterday morning. Leavenworth Police Chief Patrick Kitchen says officers responding to the Centennial Bridge yesterday found one person with a gunshot wound and the suspect seriously injured under a car. The chief says a man was randomly shooting at people on the bridge when the soldier hit the shooter with his car, putting an end to the situation. The suspect and the soldier are both in serious condition. Two companies that caused a chlorine gas leak over Atchison back in 2016 have each been fined $1 million. Harco's Chemicals and MGP Ingredients had pleaded guilty earlier to negligently violating the Clean Air Act. They were officially fined during a court hearing yesterday. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister says the fines have been paid. The chlorine gas cloud formed over Atchison in October of 2016. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The University of Kansas Athletic Department has imposed pay cuts and furloughs for all employees in response to financial problems caused by the coronavirus. The Kansas City Star reports Athletic Director Jeff Long announced the moves in an email to donors yesterday. Long, men's basketball coach Bill Self, and football coach Les Miles already said that they would take 10% pay cuts for 6 months. The department's top paid employees now face pay cuts of 10%, and its lowest paid employees will be furloughed for 3 weeks. Some employees will have a choice between a furlough and a pay cut. Construction at a biosecurity lab in Manhattan has stopped after a worker tested positive for COVID-19. Timothy Barr, program manager at the National Bio and Agrodefense Facility, said construction stopped Tuesday after a worker with a construction contractor tested positive. It's unclear how long construction will be stopped, but an extended shutdown is not anticipated. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Nebraska will use its $1.1 billion share of federal coronavirus money to help small businesses as well as local governments, nonprofits, and other groups hard hit by the pandemic. Governor Pete Ricketts provided a first glimpse of the state's plan, which focuses heavily on small businesses and unemployment insurance for laid-off workers. The Nebraska State Patrol says it arrested 4 people from Illinois, including a driver accused of leading troopers on a chase exceeding 170 miles per hour. The patrol says the arrests came Monday night, about 24 hours after a trooper had tried to pull over a Chevy Camaro for speeding on I-80 near York. The patrol says the car fled, reaching a speed of 174 miles an hour, before troopers later found it abandoned at Gibbon High School. On Monday night, troopers pulled over a Jeep and found the suspected driver of the Camaro, 22-year-old Tyler Lyles of Illinois, inside. He and two others were taken into custody. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. from all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's surprise announcement Tuesday afternoon of yet another transitional phase in reopening may send cities and counties back to the drawing board, now allowed additional flexibility in extending opening protocols. Her recommendations became guidelines. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Wednesday voted to continue to follow the Ad Astra plan. County Emergency Management Director Bill Schwindeman.
What Marshall County has done is basically we had adopted their state reopening plan, phase 1, 2, and 3, and she's changed that up a little bit on us here lately, 1.5, and then to this 2, and then there's little changes in the 2. That she made that just a guidance rule and rescinded the executive order that it was under. So Marshall County still adopted it. So phase 2 is kind of our plan moving forward here. We'll reevaluate where we're at every week at any time that commissioners can. We can change it up to whatever we think we need at that time.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller.
Schwindman went on to say there are ups and downs to the new revision.
It's going to make it a little bit hectic, I think, for the general public to go from county to county to figure out what is being offered in that county, what restrictions are in that county, instead of the statewide thing, so you pretty much knew. This way, each county is a little different as we move forward. I think that's the downfall to this process.
Bill Schwindman will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend.
We're still having a little bit of trouble getting PPE to our hospitals and stuff. They've got some, but if we would get even 3 or 4 cases that have to go to the hospital, first responders, I think we would be a little bit shorter if we get something going through our nursing homes. Cleaning supplies are still hard to come by. I also know that, yeah, we have 0 in the county. Nobody's tested positive yet to it. We're kind of looking at all that, so we'll wait and see what happens here. Memorial Day was just this weekend. People traveled. I mean, that's fine. Got to wait to see what happens again, whether we get any uptick in cases. And just because we get an uptick, 2 or 3 cases, does not mean we're not going to move forward with our phases.
Bill Schwindman will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend with additional information. County courthouses are open again as Marshall and Gage counties began the process last week. Washington and Nemahal counties joined this week. Driver's license services locally remain limited, with the state office in Seneca opened by appointment. In Nebraska, the governor began a process Wednesday of allowing designated counties to offer some driver's license services. While statewide unemployment numbers in Kansas jumped to 11.2% in April, unemployment rates rose just slightly locally. Marshall County listed at 5.2%, Washington at 4%, and Nemahal County 5.3%. The statewide spike due to the COVID-19 outbreak came off a historic low of 2.8% just a month earlier and 3.2% during the same month a year ago. Nebraska unemployment hit a historic high of 8.3% in April, but that remained the third lowest in the nation. Gage County was at 9.3% in April, nearly triple that of a year earlier. Dr. Amy Beck, elementary and middle school principal at Nemahal Central USD 115, was recognized as the Kansas Division II Elementary Principal of the Year by the Association of Elementary Principals. She served the district the past 19 years. Deanna Turner, River Valley Extension District, is retiring as of the end of May. With nearly 46 years' service through extension offices, Turner has served adult development and aging programs with the River Valley District since it was formed in 2005, working out of the Clay Center office. Vern W. Jordan, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Private funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church north of Marysville. Service will be broadcast on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Vern Jordan. Arlen D. Moldenbrink, age 92, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Graveside service Saturday, 1:30, at the Emmanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church Cemetery north of Bremen. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Arlen Molenbrink.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham and beans, egg salad, veggie plate, and apricots. Tomorrow, chicken bacon pasta, garlic bread, mixed green salad, and applesauce. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the final week to order shirts from Identities for the Together is Better campaign, benefiting and highlighting local businesses. Wear your support and show it proud. KNDY has a special edition of the Better Together shirt available in your choice of colors. Contact Identities in Marysville for order information now.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a couple of cold fronts making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring a chance for some scattered rain showers through the midday, and then we'll see clearing skies as a high-pressure system builds as we head into tonight and into tomorrow. Dry weather for the weekend, just maybe a slight chance for some isolated showers and thunderstorms Saturday night. Otherwise, we'll continue to see temperatures in the 70s. So looking at the forecast, chance of rain showers early, then clearing skies, upper 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies in the upper 70s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. As we head into Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun, we'll see highs in the upper 70s. Saturday night, isolated storms, and Sunday, partly sunny, 79. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late May, 78. Record high on this date, 94 in 2018. The average low, 56, and the record low is 38, set in 1992. Sunset this evening, 8:47. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. 64 with a cloudy overcast. Just a very narrow band of showers moving through southeast Nebraska into north-central Kansas this hour. Activity passed through Beatrice, now moving through the Wymore area. I will likely move down to the state line and through our listening area here over the next hour or so. That activity extends over into Washington County, just west of Washington, then south-southwest toward Concordia. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 28th of May. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue is the place to go for pulled pork, sausage, brisket, and ribs. You can get all that and more for carryout and curbside pickup. And now, for the first time in over a month, you can enjoy that food inside Bite Me Barbecue. That's right, you can come on in while still abiding by current safety regulations. So head on in to Bite Me Barbecue and be sure to check out their daily specials on Facebook. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7.
NASCAR washed out in Charlotte, and baseball's money battle heats up. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The weather throwing a wrench into NASCAR's plans to hold 7 events over 11 days, as last night's Cup Series race in Charlotte was postponed by rain. It's been rescheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. The Basketball Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony being pushed back. ESPN reports it'll be moved from this August to the spring of 2021 due to COVID-19 fears. The battle over pay in Major League Baseball continues. Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer, who's a member of the Players Association's executive subcommittee, issued a statement last night rejecting the league's proposal concerning player pay. ESPN's Jeff Passan says the players are not happy.
They're mad at the offer that Major League Baseball made, and they're not going to sit here and say, oh, we'll be conciliatory, we'll come and meet you in the middle. No, they want to go back to Major League Baseball and say, we're not going to accept this.
The players will send a counterproposal to the league by Friday. We haven't heard a lot out of Baker Mayfield this offseason. In his first interview yesterday, the usually outspoken Browns quarterback said you can expect him to keep at low profile going into next season.
Everybody that has been interviewed in our team has kind of, you know, hit the nail on the head over and over about, you know, it's just time to work. It's time to do our thing instead of talking about it. So this is the first media thing I've done just because there's no need to be talking about it. It's time to go do it.
The NBA is still working out the logistics of a return to play sometime this summer, most likely in a quarantine-like bubble environment in Orlando. Sources tell ESPN the league is working on plans to allow a limited number of family members to join players inside that bubble. On SportsCenter, Clippers guard Patrick Beverley said he wants the NBA to keep players more up to date when it comes to plans to get back on the court.
It's just sad that we got to hear about things happening, you know, in our workplace and stuff like that via Twitter. I mean, it's good, it's entertaining, it's fun, but just want more communication.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you're in the market for a new truck, the Nordish Motor Company has the new 2020 Chevy Colorado, a four-wheel drive extended cab two-door work truck. They have a 2019 Silverado 1500 model four-wheel drive Trail Boss Edition. It's new. A 2020 Silverado 2500 HD two-door four-wheel drive work truck. And a 2500 HD Duramax Z71 High Country Edition. At the Nordish Motor Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA says the number of H-2A workers increased fivefold between 2005 and 2019. Calling the data an indicator of the scarcity of farm labor, USDA's Economic Research Service says the number of H-2A positions requested and approved increased from just over 48,000 in 2005 to nearly 258,000 in 2019. The H-2A Temporary Agricultural Program provides a legal means to bring foreign-born workers into the U.S. on a temporary basis. Workers employed on an H-2A visa are allowed to remain in the U.S. for up to 10 months at a time. Employers must demonstrate and the Department of Labor must certify that efforts to recruit U.S. workers were not successful. Employers must also pay a region-specific minimum wage known as the Adverse Effect Wage Rate. The Economic Research Service says the average duration of an H-2A certification in 2019 was 5.3 months. Implying that the 258,000 positions certified represented about 114,000 full-year workers. And the U.S. International Trade Commission announcing this week an investigation will outline the economic impacts of removing import duties on products from Kenya. This move comes at the request of U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, who asked the U.S. ITC to provide the assessment back in March. And they expect to submit a confidential report to Lighthizer by September 16th of this year. That assessment part of an ongoing trade talk between the U.S. and Kenya. Lighthizer last week released a summary of negotiating objectives, including specific goals for goods and commodities, as well as sanitary and phytosanitary measures. The objectives seek to secure a comprehensive market access for U.S. ag goods in Kenya by reducing or eliminating tariffs. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Hello and good Thursday morning. Sam Spank with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we start off the new day, let's first recap on how things finished up yesterday, as only a shortened week now, so the second day of trading. Again, some more positive numbers pretty much across the board. We'll start with the grains, as we saw corn finish slightly higher. We saw July corn up 1.5 to 320 and a half. September corn up 1.25 to 325 and a quarter. Chicago and spring wheat did see some weakness in places, but Kansas City wheat finished mostly higher. July KC wheat up 4.5 to 451 and three quarters. September's up 4.25 to 458 and a quarter. Soybeans also saw slight gains yesterday, with July beans up 1.5 to 848 and a half. August up the same mark to 850 and a quarter. Soybean oil up 33 points at the close to 2760, but the meal did finish down 190 to 282, and it was a nice rebound for the cotton complex as July cotton finished up 11 points to 5834. Into the livestock, we saw another more positive day
today, including triple-digit gains in some places as June live cattle up over the $100 threshold to $100.80. That was a 140 gain. August gained 147 to $100.72. Feeder cattle's also slightly higher, up 72 for August, 134.02. September feeders up 65 to 135.07. Lean hogs did see a little red, and that happened to be in the immediate months of June, down 32 to $60.17. July down 27 to $59.30. However, the back months did start to see some slight gains. Energy markets again dropped off yesterday, with July crude oil down 154 to $32.81. Unleaded gas dropped a nickel to 99 cents a gallon. Heating oil down a penny to 97, and natural gas down 7 to 172. June gold gained 510 to 1710.70. May silver up 12 as well at the close to 1761 an ounce. And the dollar index also slightly higher. Sam Speck with your market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is, of course, agriculture. Continuing today with an interview done by the ABC, Australian Broadcasting Company, a show called Country Hour, about facial recognition for cows. After this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of the Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation. Foundation is here to help.
Back again today with an interview about facial recognition for cows. It's being done at dairies in North America, but this interview was done in Australia by a show called Country Hour on the ABC network there. Cargill is a big investor in this, so let's get back to it.
So I'm just trying to put myself in the boots of a dairy farmer that would have a system like this. All of a sudden the system tells me that, you know, that cow and that cow over there are not eating as much as the others. How am I alerted? What does that look like?
So we're at the moment focused on groups of cows, not individual cows. Right. We will be looking at individual cows later, but the amount of information data that was being created was just overwhelming to manage on a farm. When we did send our producers alerts, and we're dealing with producers with 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 cows, primarily at the moment in the United States. When we were sending them alerts, they said, look, we have enough going on our farm. Don't send us alerts. Unless the cows are dying, unless there's a really critical issue, just send us information that we can manage when we get the chance to manage it. So we have created an app. It's on their laptop, on their phone, on their iPad. They look at the information. They can look at it every hour, they can look at it daily, or even every two, three days. And from that, they change the management of the cows and, of course, how they feed the cows, which means change the management of people as well.
And so you've started in the dairy sector. Do you see this tech being useful for other industries?
Totally. Obviously, you have to start someplace, and you can burn through a lot of money unless you're quite focused. So I'd come from a previous company, Alltech, where we had grown while I was there from 25 million to 2.5 billion. So in some ways that felt like a startup growing into a unicorn, a billion-dollar company. And now dealing with another startup in effect, I see the same journey taking place. It's critical for us to stay focused, and it's critical for us to understand what we can achieve and what we can't achieve. So dairy cows in North America has been the starting point. From that, then we're looking at countries with similar systems, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Australia, Brazil, Argentina, eventually China, moving into other species, pigs, beef cattle, sheep. All of those are certainly possible.
And more about that tomorrow, back after this.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, sale time 11 a.m. It will be a short run of cattle today with 7 black heifers weighing 475 to 5 and a quarter, 65 black and red steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7, 21 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 50 black steers and heifers weigh 7 to 9, 83 black yearling heifers 725 to 8, and 62 black yearling heifers 775 to 8. Again, the COVID-19 rule is still in effect. Please, no children, buyers only. Cafe remains closed. Sale time 11 a.m. for Thursday's sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY 64 with a cloudy overcast. Might have a brief shower move across. Pass through Wymore, Odell, now in a line through Hanover down toward Washington. Just a very narrow band, going to be a brief shower at best. Part of some scattered showers extending out of east-central Kansas, Kansas City area, down to the south Wichita. That's part of a longer line of activity across the plains and the Midwest.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Thursday. The University of Kansas Athletic Department has imposed pay cuts and furloughs for all employees in response to financial problems caused by the coronavirus. The Kansas City Star reports Athletic Director Jeff Long announced the moves in an email to donors yesterday. Long, men's basketball coach Bill Self, and football coach Les Miles already said last month they would take 10% pay cuts for 6 months. The department's top paid employees now face pay cuts of 10%. Its lowest paid employees will be furloughed for 3 weeks. Some employees will have a choice between a furlough and a pay cut. Yesterday's NASCAR Cup race at Charlotte Motor Speedway rained out and rescheduled for tonight. The starting order for the second Cup race at Charlotte this week was set based on the finishing order of the Coca-Cola 600, but with an inversion. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Walking is good for your health, but as a weight loss strategy, not so much. Some news to take in stride today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. 800-343-4379. That's 800-343-4379.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 28th. It is the 149th day of the year, and musician John Fogerty has a birthday. For years, 10,000 steps per day has been the recommended activity goal for a healthy lifestyle. But a new study at BYU indicates that walking alone has no effect on weight control. They found essentially no differences between groups who took 10,000 or 15,000 paces per day when controlling for calorie intake. It's not an argument for staying on the couch, though. Brisk activity provides an emotional boost, and exercise tends to curb the appetite, making it easier to reduce calorie intake. So if you're a step counter, keep it up. Just know that the benefits come in a more roundabout way. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Lips are dripping.
and go, go.